Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Bush administration is already planning for the next stage of the war against terrorism, and over the weekend, lots of different possibilities emerged.
Well, that's true, and it's interesting that we just heard from Tom Gelton that the number one priority of the Marines is to get Osama bin Laden, because the president has been downplaying those expectations to some degree, telling Newsweek magazine that it could take 3 years to get him, maybe 10 years to get him, and others in the administration saying we might never know if we have gotten him, if the lots of caves are bombed and collapse. So that it is questionable what happens in terms of bin Laden, even if the Taliban is gone and a lot of the al-Qaeda network is attacked. But the administration is already talking about going other places. And the president, again, over the weekend said Afghanistan is just the beginning. The countries you're hearing the most about are Yemen, Somalia, the Sudan. There's some conversation about going into Colombia because they want to go maybe to a country that is not Islamic in the next stage. And these are being described as stiletto rather than hammer attacks, going in very carefully and with a fine blade.
What about Iraq? That seems to continue to be a source of contention for this administration.
Well, it is, and the president, again, in his lengthy interview with Newsweek, did call Saddam Hussein evil, and after all, this is a man who did try to kill his father. And over the weekend as well, there were reports that the anthrax that seems to have been in the mail in this country, which has the name of the Ames strain coming from Iowa, could also have fallen into the hands of Iraqi scientists who were trying to develop biological warfare. So the question then is, could it possibly be linked to Iraq again? There's some people in the administration who are quite willing to link it to Iraq. They desperately want to go in, think that it was a huge mistake when the United States did not go after Saddam Hussein after the Persian Gulf War in 1991. But then, as you well know, it was the coalition that was saying, don't do this. And I think that there's a sense that that is the same thing now, that there's not a coalition ready to go in and take on Saddam Hussein. Secretary of State Colin Powell is developing a plan for Iraq having to do with tightening some sanctions but expanding humanitarian aid. Of course, he's also developing a Middle Eastern plan, and those meetings are supposed to take place. I think that one of the things that people in the administration think that they are learning as a result of what's been going on in Afghanistan is that it's important to be winners in this situation, and that maybe that they need to take on Saddam to show that they're not afraid of him.
New economic numbers indicate recession. What's Congress likely to do about that?
Well, they come back this week from the Thanksgiving vacation, and you're hearing people in the administration talk up the retail numbers over the weekend, the Secretary of the Treasury saying that the spending, the first week of big Christmas spending, went pretty well. So some people are saying maybe there shouldn't be an economic stimulus package, that already enough money has been poured into the economy. But on the other hand, markets of people who run the markets are saying, look, we've already figured in a package. You better go ahead and do one. The fight continues there over tax cuts, which the Republicans want, and spending for unemployment compensation and health benefits for the unemployed that the Democrats want. I think, and then, of course, there are always some spending goodies thrown in, which is a cause of some controversy. But I think what you're likely to end up with is a little bit of both, some tax cuts and some more spending, and then you worry about how to pay for all of this somewhere later down the line, Bob.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.